Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And on Wednesdays, we've got play-by-play man Jeff Levering.
And they just toss him? They just toss Freddy Peralta? No warnings? Now that's wow. Not okay.
Yeah, well.
What do you say, Lev? Schroeder, I loved it. Yeah, well, he's out.
Well, hey, guys. Just another day at the ballpark, huh?
Wow. I mean, I'll tell you this. Sure is exciting.
Yeah, it is. You never know what you're going to see when you show up at the ballpark. And it feels like for the last 3 days, we've seen just about everything on the old bingo card.
So do we know if home plate umpire maybe pulled the trigger finger a little too quickly, or how that went on, where we know why Freddy Peralta threw at that guy, right, on that 3-0 pitch, but do we know why he got tossed so quickly?
Yeah, so the umpires have three options at that point. One is to do nothing. Number two is to issue warnings, or number three is to immediately eject if they feel that the pitcher intentionally tossed and threw at that batter. But from all that was going on, I don't know if you can automatically make the assumption that Freddy Peralta was throwing at Jose Siri. It just seemed like it was a very quick decision in that moment. For me,
you know what? Don't you usually get some room there too, Levo? Like, umpire, yeah, we know you threw at him, but, you know, we'll give you a little, here's the warning, no more of this crap, right?
Yeah, you get the one. And there's always that clip that you see with Terry Collins and Tom Hallion that came out probably 10 years ago now, where they have the conversation. It's one of the great all-time conversations between an umpire and a manager. Usually get a little bit of grace, but Freddy Peralta didn't get any grace. And in that call, I'm thinking about all the bullpen that's been used recently. Freddy's rolling. He's got a low pitch count. He could pitch into the seventh or the eighth inning and really save your bullpen, and now he's gone after 5 1/3. It just had the snowball effect, and I don't believe that it needed to go that way.
Yada yada yada. We go to the eighth. Siri gets it's a ground out, and Abner Uribe is covering first base. Words are exchanged, and then Uribe socked him.
Yeah, there were some serious punches thrown in that one, and it could have got really, really bad really fast. And thankfully, I give Quentin Berry a lot of credit. He full-on tackled Abner Uribe before he did anything else. Reese Hoskins de-escalated the entire thing, too, kind of going after Jose Siri. It could have got a lot worse than it was. I would expect some suspensions for both of those players. So we'll see what the league office does in the next probably 24 hours.
I got to admit, though, Jeff, I mean, they weren't being held back. Like, they went for it. Like, those two were there to fight.
That was a real fight.
It wasn't one of those, hey, pull me back and let me yell at them. No, they wanted to scrap.
Yeah, they did. They were in it to win it, both of those guys. And you know what? You hate to see that. And again, it shouldn't have come to that. And if in the ejection portion of it, and you have just a warning rather than an ejection, it probably doesn't escalate to that level in the first place. But it did, and hopefully nobody got hurt as far as we know at this point.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering online with us here for Brewers 360.
I wonder did they say anything this morning? Home plate umpire be like, okay, hey guys, Skip, hey man.
When you show up at the yard, it's like it's like the referee in Slapshot before it even started. During the national anthem, he's up into the Hanson brothers going, all right, listen, I don't want anything from you guys.
Yeah, and I asked that same question of Rock in the game last night. I said, Rock, what do you think? Do you think this is a situation where they issue warnings to both teams during the lineup card exchange? I wouldn't be surprised, but I bet you both managers go, listen, all of our bullpens are trashed right now. There is no reason for us to do anything stupid. Let's just play this one straight up. But I wouldn't be surprised if they issued double warnings in that lineup card exchange today.
Boy, can't wait to see and hear what happens at the yard today.
Absolutely.
I mean, as I said, it sure is exciting. Thanks, Levo.
You got it. Let's hope we don't have any crazy umpire altercations today.
Yeah, how about that? It'd be a nice change of pace.
Yeah, right. 12-20 is the first pitch from American Family.
Three straight games, right? No doubt. See you guys.